Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and coming up on 22 years very soon. Stephen Russo is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Stephen is the executive VP at Eclipsis, and they have a technology that they use to help you with your cybersecurity. It's based on something he calls a micro token. Now, we know what micro is, and we've learned about tokens, and you put them together. And I want you to tell us about it.
What we do, Jim, is we put that micro token as part of a micro token exchange or MTE process. And even if you were to look at just the internet, which is the widest used thing in the world, I think, for communications.
Right.
When you implant micro token exchange into the process, you can truly secure the data that's being transmitted. There are security protocols that are used out there today that we know have been hacked many, many times.
Oh, yeah.
The internet is actually not the safest place.
Because it's transporting real data.
Correct. And what they've done now is they have created, Google came out with it, they actually slipped up and came out that they have cracked quantum computing.
Yeah.
And they have the first quantum computer.
Stephen, I warned people about that in the afterword of my book, The Third Ingredient. I told my readers, I said, if we don't have digital down pat, what are we going to do when we get to quantum?
Well, quantum, what that's going to do, Jim, is I know this is a bold statement, but over the next decade, you're going to see encryption itself phased out.
Wow.
Because it's no longer a viable
security. And passwords. Passwords will become irrelevant to a – they're nothing to a quantum computer, aren't they?
Correct. It can wipe right past them in milliseconds.
Yeah.
You know, but there's more to it. You need to have multi-factor authentication, and which means more than just a password, something secret that only you know, things like that. These are the types of things that platform I was telling you, CertainSafe happens to use micro token exchange, and you can't get in with just a password. These are things you need to do to secure yourself.
Right. What's the difference in micro token and encryption?
Oh, a ton. There's no encryption is made utilizing mathematical algorithms, and a micro token is an ever-changing replacement value for the real data.
Huh.
That's the difference.
Is it based at all on blockchain?
No. It can be applied to blockchain. The weakest link of blockchain being a immutable record-keeping
right.
system, the biggest vulnerability there, Jim, is when data is moving on and off the block. And again, micro token exchange can solve that problem. It can solve the cryptocurrency.
So you're saying micro tokens could actually strengthen the blockchain process? The blockchain experience?
Oh, in a very big way. We're actually working with many companies right now, and we're working with several crypto exchanges and things like that because they've heard about micro token exchange they want it.
Does micro token become the data and it delivers the information in a protected way, or is it just an alternative for the data?
It depends how it's applied and depends on the application. For example, in a web browser, we would use what's called WebMTE. And what we do is we transform the real data into micro tokens, and we hide the micro tokens within a micro token cluster, which I know is a little complicated.
But yeah, it is.
when the data is received on the receiving endpoint, the receiving endpoint is the only one that knows the secret formula on
right.
how to rebuild that micro token back into the real data.
Wow. So this is packets on steroids, right? This is 22nd century packets, right? Is it like that?
Well, I can tell you that our U.S. military is looking at it right now because it is what's going to be the de facto standard, I believe, over time that can actually replace encryption.
And you're not concerned, and quantum computers won't be able to break the micro token?
When we're talking about data that's moving, data in transit, commands to connected devices, yes, it is quantum resistant is the term that they use. We're working on making it quantum proof, but it's certainly quantum resistant.
You're going to keep coming back and helping us keep us updated on this. And we can find out more about this and do business with you at eclipsis.com, right?
Yeah, sure. Or CertainSafe.com if you want to protect your files.
CertainSafe.com. Hey, Stephen, good job today. Come back soon.
Pleasure, Jim.
I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.